and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, you've heard me say this before, that personal evangelism is personal. I can't speak for you and you can't speak for me. I can't personally evangelize for you and you cannot personally evangelize for me. It must be personal. I must speak the Word of God as God has given me in His Word. In other words, the things that I see in the Word of God, I can speak those things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit lives within me, I can give out the Word of God as thus saith the Lord. In other words, when I speak the Word of God, it's not my words, it's the Word of God. Well, how do we get that? How do you and I, as the people of God, as ones who would go forth and evangelize or tell others about Jesus Christ, in other words, how can we do this? Well, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In other words, when we speak, when anyone speaks, let him speak, when he's out soul winning, let him speak as the prophets. Now, we're not prophets of God in the sense that, like the Old Testament prophets, we are prophets in the sense that we forthtell. In other words, we give out the Word of God now. We forthtell what God has already written down. And that's what we're to speak. We're to tell people about what God has written in the book. If any man speak, or woman, now I added the word woman in there in 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And it goes on to say, if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. God doesn't ask you to do more than you can. And then it goes on to say that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And that's the reason we evangelize. That's the reason that we go forth personally and do this. And it says that in all things, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's the reason we go forth personally evangelizing, is to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God, that He may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And I've said this before as we go back and look at Psalm 1, that man who is in the Word of God, that person who's in the Word of God, they're going to be strong. They're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. That means he's not going to get discouraged. He's not going to throw in the towel and quit. But he's going to keep on keeping on because he is in the Word of God. This is what gives us our authority. God, the God of the Word. And we get in there and we study to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And may I say this in personally speaking, this is another means for us to evangelize, and there are certain ways that we can do this. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 19 and 20, it says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. This is Paul the Apostle speaking. Now, he's asking for prayer. And you and I, there's nothing wrong in us asking for others to pray for us, that we would be able to go out and tell those others about Jesus Christ. Paul said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I am able to speak, that I may open my mouth boldly, Paul says, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He says, I am constrained, in other words, I must speak the word of God. Well, what are we to pray for as we go to witness for the Lord? What do we ask What are we to ask people to pray for us about, and what should they pray? How should they pray for us? I believe that we need to pray for boldness, to speak and to make known the gospel. Acts chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word." We need to pray to God for boldness, to give us the boldness that we need to speak his word. Acts 4:31 goes on to say, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." And what happened? "And they spake the word of God with boldness." Now, you and I, as saved people, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And we need to ask him to give us the boldness that we need to go forth and proclaim his word to everyone that we come into contact with. Now, one of the keys to personal evangelism is this. We need to talk to God about men before we talk to men about God. In other words, we need to say, "Lord, I want to be able to take your word and present it to men so that they can be introduced to you." And I believe the key to personal evangelism is found in one's personal prayer life. Have you prayed for boldness and for gospel sharing opportunities? Think of this. Even when Paul was in the prison in Philippi, his prayer request was amazingly answered according to Acts 16. It says the keeper of the prison and his family got saved. Now, he was a man who was guarding all of these prisoners. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas prayed, and things happened. The door swung open, the Bible says. The prisoners could have gotten away, but the person who was in charge, he came, and he was going to kill himself because he thought all of them had gotten away. And Paul and Silas said, "Do thyself no harm. We are all still here." And then that man asked them, said, "What must I do to be saved?" And they told him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." You talk about boldness. They had boldness. They were in prison. And they spoke to the man who was in charge of the prison. And he got saved. And so did his family. Well, notice Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. It says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Well, I believe as the sons of God, we are to be blameless. In other words, unblemished, harmless. In other words, non-offensive. We don't go out to offend people. Non-offensive and without rebuke. In other words, disapproved while in the midst of a crooked and perverted world. In other words, we're in the world, but we're not to act like the world. We're not to be as the unsaved, but we are to reach the unsaved because we are saved. Our testimony should be one that people could look at us and say, "There's something different about that person. There's something that I want that person has." And of course, we know that the person that individual is looking to is a person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And they find out that they can be saved just like that person they're looking at and says, "I want to be like that." Well, God has placed us right in the middle of the mess we're in right now in this world. We are right in the middle of this dark world. We need to keep the light shining bright. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." The believer must maintain a bright testimony for the Savior. And when this is done, many opportunities for verbal testimony will come about. When a person really lives for Christ and shines for him, then he will have a captive audience. When he talks of Christ, people can tell if you are real. Now, we need to live for the Lord, and we need to let the world see the Lord in our lives. Not only that, not only do we pray for boldness and, and live the Christian life the best we can. But we need to pray for opportunities to witness. Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. It says, with all praying also for us. Now, once again, Paul's asking for prayer here. Praying also for us. For what? That God would open unto us a door of utterance. In other words, give us the ability to speak and a place to speak it in. To speak the mystery of Christ, he goes on to say, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make known it, make it manifest, in other words, make it known as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Well, what about walking and talking? The walk of the believer prepares the way for the believer's talk. When God opens the door of utterance, we need to open our mouth. When He makes it possible for us to witness to individuals, we need to open our mouth. We need to have it ready to go forth, to put forth the Word of God. You see, Paul in this passage, Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, is again praying for opportunities, praying for open doors, praying for boldness to speak, and praying that he would speak as he ought to speak. And we need to be redeeming the time, making the most of the opportunities which God gives us. The passage says that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. And this implies that people are asking questions. And when they ask these questions, our lips ought to supply the answers. See, we must give an answer at the right time, in the right place, to the right person, at the right opportunity. Our speech is to be always with grace. Verse 6 of Colossians chapter 4 also says that our speaking of the gospel should be seasoned with salt, not sugar. We don't sugarcoat the Word of God. We do not want to compromise the gospel message. We just want to present the facts of the gospel in a good way that might even make people hungry for it. Psalm chapter 3 and 34 and verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I pray you've trusted in the Lord. And if you have, you need to be giving out the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4 says, But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. We are to be God-fearers rather than men-fearers. Many times we are far too concerned about what men will think, what men will say, rather than what God says. I know that the gospel is God's message, and that is good news, and that is news that people need. I know this regardless of their response. Man needs a Savior. People need to be saved in order to go to heaven. They need Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven. And how do they get Jesus Christ? It's by you and I going out and spreading the seed, by giving the Word of God out. I remind you again that we do not save anyone, that it is the Lord Jesus Christ who saves, but we have Him. We have the Word. We take the Word to this lost and dying world, and we present Jesus Christ as the Savior who can save anyone who will say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. We need to present Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. He's alive today. He's alive. Lord, lift me up.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.